State and federal agencies are deciding what it will take to lift the federal suspension on new applications for personal care assistance and Medicaid-related services. The federal moratorium was put in place after a review found the state had a backlog of some 2,000 people who needed assessments or reassessments of their cases to determine the kind of care they needed. And clearing up that backlog is the state's initial goal. Kimberly Poppy Smart is the state's project manager charged with directing the response to the shortfalls found in the review. She says the Division of Senior and Disability Services has already begun addressing the issues, and she has a deadline of having a documented corrective action plan in place by September 1st.
It is absolutely our goal to meet the requirements that they set forth and develop a plan to meet those requirements within a reasonable time frame. There is the primary goal of lifting the moratorium so that we can again assess individuals and direct them to programs for which they're appropriate.
Poppy Smart says the long-term goal is to have a quality assurance program in place to regain complete service to the public. Although the federal government will hold the final authority on whether to lift the suspension, she says the public will see the results in several stages.
We are establishing a fairly aggressive timeline to address that backlog, and that is set for weeks, not months. So we anticipate they will see a large enough accomplishment towards that end that they will agree to lift the moratorium.
She says complete compliance with all aspects of the corrective action plan could take well into next year.